Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Anya, you're holding up pretty well for your sixth martini, I have to say. Not many people can keep up with me, but you're doing a pretty good job.
Well, you know I'm a mom, so I don't get out much.
They may never see you again at this rate.
Enjoy my time.
During the commercial break, I learned something about you, and that is that you were raised Mennonite, right?
Indeed.
Where are there Mennonites?
All over the world, actually. But I am from South Central, Pennsylvania.
Are those like the hardcore Mennonites? It's like no electricity.
No. My dad grew up on a farm with 9 children, and they didn't have an indoor bathroom until he was in high school.
Wow.
Which is pretty incredible. Can you imagine raising 9 children with no indoor bathroom?
I cannot.
I can't imagine 9 children, period.
Now, what is the difference between Amish and Mennonite?
Well, the Amish split from the Mennonites around the turn of the century because we were getting too worldly, you know, with buttons and things like that. So the Amish actually split from, which is kind of why they're frozen at about turn of the century technology, because that's when they sort of said enough is enough.
You know, when I heard one Amish woman needs 2 Mennonite. Have you heard that one?
I have heard about, like, well, how many Mennonites?
Well, you know, what's interesting?
You know, the joke with the Mennonites are that, like, you shouldn't have sex because it might lead to dancing.
I've heard that one,
too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Ba-dum-bum. Right.
Anyway.
The we'll cue the
There aren't that many Mennonite jokes, so.
I think we just went through the whole book right there. Those two.
So,
but what's interesting is that from that, you have embraced a very rich artistic lifestyle. Do you see any,
cross?
Yeah, any connection, any inspiration you may have taken from that upbringing?
Yeah, lots. You know, I read the Bible many times at a very young age, something most adults still haven't done, even if they claim to follow a certain religion. And the Bible is full of rich symbolism and metaphor and strange stories and big questions. And, you know, as a writer-director, I'm always thinking about what is the metaphor here? What is the greater theme? What is the poetic metaphor of image versus text that I'm telling on stage? So I think I just learned to speak that language really early.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, I didn't have a lot of TV time. So
that's true.
There was a lot of time playing imagination games out in the woods,
There's
in the fields.
There's something to be said about it. Do you think our creativity is getting squelched because of all, you know, us being inundated with media constantly? Or is that maybe broadening it?
I think that our creativity isn't being squelched, but it's being interpreted on a 2D screen. So when I try to teach young children playwriting, they want to write for the screen and do cuts like television.
Mm-hmm.
What I think maybe I was always creating stories in time and space, like with my other friend and with these objects in this place. And it was always site-specific theater in a way, and you were using the objects that you had around you. So. I would say it squelches theater, but I think having a tactile storytelling existence definitely relates to creating theater in time and space.
Do Mennonites imbibe alcohol? Do Mennonites drink?
Most of them don't. Hi, Mom.
do you remember your first alcoholic beverage?
Oh, no. This is my first one, actually.
Woo!
My very first.
Right here.
And it's his fault.
Congratulations. Well, you know, many happy returns, as they say.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.